welcome back to another episode of Home Practice with Hallie. I'm your host, Hallie Miraglada, here with the mission to make the tools of yoga more accessible to all bodies, no matter where in the world you make your home. Thanks so much for joining me. Today's episode is a 30-minute seated meditation and breathwork class. We dig into so many of my favorite pranayama techniques today, including Kapalabhati, Bhramari, and alternate nostril breath. All you really need is yourself and something to sit on, whether it's a meditation cushion, a folded blanket, or even a chair. So go ahead and gather up what you need, set up your space, and meet me back here in just a few moments to begin. So we'll get started today in a seated position. I do recommend having some type of cushion for underneath your seat, whether it's a folded blanket, or a meditation bolster, or you want to sit on a pillow. And just sliding it underneath your seat so that your hips are slightly higher than your knees. And if it's accessible to sit cross-legged, I invite you to do so, crossing your ankles in front of each other. If that's not accessible, any other seat is. You can also do these meditations in a chair if that works better for your body. Give yourself a couple moments to get situated here. It's okay to move. You can shift a little bit from side to side, situating your sits bones underneath you. And eventually find a little bit of an upward lift of your lower abdomen so that your low back is a bit longer. And then find a comfortable resting position for your arms, letting them rest on your thighs, relaxing the hands. And then let's take a moment just to soften. So you can stretch your right ear over towards your right shoulder, allowing some length to enter into the left side of the neck. And then bring your chin down towards your chest so you feel a stretch at the back of the neck. And then transition your left ear over towards your left shoulder, creating space in the right side of your neck. And patiently observing whatever comes up for you, take a couple more breaths here with these little half circle movements on your own. Just inviting a little bit of warmth, inviting a little circulation and blood flow. One more round of breath. And then find your way back to center, sitting up comfortably tall. And start to lengthen the back of your neck, feeling a little tuck of your chin inward towards your chest. And perhaps here you close your eyes or let them soften so that you're looking down toward the ground. And invite in a moment of observation. Simply beginning to watch the rhythm of your breath cycle as it is without any changes or manipulations. And you can start to notice which one feels longer, your exhale or your inhale. You can notice if the breath moves equally easily throughout the entire body, or if there are some spaces where it travels freely or feels a little more stuck. And then noticing even if the breath has a color or a texture or a quality of its own. And resist the urge to label or judge anything you notice as good or bad, and just welcome it into this space. As you sit comfortably and breathe here, we will begin the practice today with several pranayama or several breath techniques, starting with Kapalabhati. We've done this in past weeks, but if you need a reminder, the inhalation is natural, The exhalation is quick and forceful, almost like a bug flew up your nose. I'll quickly demonstrate it for you. It looks like this. Feel free to try that at home a couple of times here. A quick pumping of the belly, forceful exhalation through the nose. Okay, so the inhalation is very natural. It happens on its own. We're gonna do two rounds of this, and we'll also do a retention or a holding of the breath at the top. Okay, so let's try it out here first. Sit up nice and tall, relaxing through your shoulders. Just take an easy, comfortable breath in, no expectation. And a smooth and comfortable breath out. Let's begin the first round of Kapalbhati. Inhale, fill up. And then start with your pumpings. Exhale, 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 exhale. Last four, three, two, end on the exhale. Release all of your air out. Nice job. Take a comfortable breath in. Then exhaling all the way to the bottom of the breath. And do one more breath just to kind of find your natural rhythm here on your own. And now we'll add a retention of the breath at the top. So on your next inhale, fill up your lungs 3/4 of the way and then hold at the top. So suspending the breath, perhaps visualizing a little pinprick of light either at the space between the eyebrows, the third eye center, or at the heart. Allowing the senses as well to be suspended in space and time without strain or force. Smoothly exhale all of your air to the bottom of the breath. Take a smooth inhale. And an exhale. Moving into your second round of Kapalabhati. Again, pumpings with the belly. Inhale to fill up. And then begin. Exhale, 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 exhale. Pumping the belly. Last four, three, two, and on an exhale, releasing all of the air out to the very bottom of the breath. Comfortable inhale without force or strain recovery. And a smooth exhale all the way to the bottom of the breath. One more breath and observation here on your own. And the next breath, we'll add a retention. So again, as you inhale, fill up your lungs 3/4 of the way, minimizing the pressure, and then hold at the top. So creating a little bit of stimulation within the mind, right? Suspending the thoughts within space, within time, focusing on one point. Allow any distractions to melt away to the periphery of the holding of the breath. Last four, three, two, one, and exhale all of your air out. Take a couple breaths here just on your own, observing any shifts or any changes that occurred during Kapalbhati. Okay, your second technique today is a special guest, one that I never taught in studios because I always felt people would feel too silly to really do the breath. So this is called Brahmari breath. It's the breath of the honeybee. It is a little bit of a noisy one, so if you have folks in the room with you, just let them know you're doing your pranayama. So I'll demonstrate this for you again, and then we'll do a couple rounds. Feel free to try this out at home. It's an inhalation and an exhalation. The inhalation is a very light snoring sound. I'm gonna call it a snooze. It's not quite a snore. You'll inhale through your nose, almost like you're trying to fake a snore. It's very gentle. It sounds like this. So go ahead and try that at home if you haven't already. It's a really gentle snore, right? So it's not like your dad's snore or my dad's snore where it's like, right, really loud. It's very gentle, almost like you're just touching the edge of the snore. So try that inhale one more time. Okay, so that's the inhale. The exhale part is a hum. So you're keeping your lips sealed, but the hum is coming from the mouth just like it is at any other time that you're humming. I recommend doing as high pitched of a hum as you can, but lower is fine as well. So after you've inhaled, the exhale is a high pitched hum. Ending on an exhale. Okay, so we're gonna try this 3 times. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. And just be present with it. So this type of breath builds sweetness around the voice, and it also helps to eliminate phlegm from the vocal cords. And it's great for focusing and concentrating. If you'd like to add an extra layer, go ahead and take your pointer fingers and just lightly close the cartilage of your ears. Very, very lightly, more so that you can feel the vibration of the breath. So we'll try 3 rounds of Brahmari or honeybee breathing. Focus on making your exhale as long as you possibly can. And if you end up doing more than 3 rounds, that's okay too. Okay, so let's go ahead and try this out here. Starting with the inhale, join me. High hum through the mouth. Second round. Exhale. Last round. And breathe comfortably, releasing your palms away from your ears. Just take a moment and observation of any energetic shifts. So again, the inhale is through the nose and the exhale is really naturally occurring with the hum sound that you make in your mouth. One more breath here. All right, if you are sitting cross-legged, you're welcome to switch the crossing of your ankles now. So if you need a moment to stretch out your legs, go ahead and extend your legs. Maybe flex or point your toes for a moment. Thanks for trying that one. I know it's a little bit different. And then go ahead and recross your ankles in the opposite direction so that both legs have an opportunity to be in front. Beautiful, and then return to your comfortable upright seated position here. Once again, steadying yourself within the anchor of the present moment, focusing on smooth inhales and deepened exhales. And as you sit up and breathe comfortably here, start to focus on extending the length of your exhalation. Maybe even extending it to be twice as long as the inhale. I'll do this with a suggested count, but as always, please make this your own. Change the count to suit your purposes. But for example, if you're inhaling for 1, 2, 3, 4, Exhale out for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, inhaling. Exhaling. Inhaling. Exhaling. And keep going here, finding a breath rhythm that works for you, adding or subtracting counts. Just getting used to this rhythm of the exhalation being about twice as long as the inhale. So we'll take this idea of uneven or unequal breath and we'll apply it into our alternate nostril breathing technique this morning. So finish the breath cycle that you're on, right? And then keeping that idea of longer exhalations, with your right hand, go ahead and make a fist. Open your pinky finger and your ring finger, so like the second little finger, and your thumb. Yeah, go ahead and turn the shape of your hand towards your face. And you're just using the thumb to lightly close the outer part of the right nostril, so kind of that mound of cartilage. And then eventually the ring finger and pinky will do the same on the left. So the hand never leaves the face or the nose, it just switches. Go ahead and start by blocking gently the right nostril, pressing the thumb against the mound of the nostril, and exhale your air out the left nostril. Go ahead and inhale through the left nostril without counts this first time. Then plug your left nostril with the ring finger. Exhale out the right. Stay right, inhale right. Plug the right nostril, exhale out the left. More inhale left. Plug left, exhale out the right. Stay right, inhale. Plug outer right, exhale left. Let's add counts. Inhale for 1, 2, 3, 4. Plug the left nostril, exhale out the right for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. 3, 2, 1. Inhale right for 1, 2, 3, 4. Plug right, exhale left for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, inhale left, 1, 2, 3, 4. Plug left, exhale right for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. 1, inhale right for 1, 2, 3, 4, plug right, exhale left for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Keep going, inhale left, plug left, exhale right. Inhale right. Plug right, exhale left. Last one with me, inhale left. Plug left, exhale right. Inhale right. Plug right, exhale left. Try one more round on your own, best guess, best effort here. take your time, but the next time you exhale out the left nostril, you've finished that round. So you can relax your hand back down onto your thigh and roll the shoulders back, relaxing at the traps and at the neck. And then observing as you breathe through both nostrils, any energetic shift. You actually have a nostril dominance. You may have noticed that in this technique, that one nostril is more open than the other. When you're in a healthy state of equilibrium, you actually switch nostril dominance every 2 hours or so. So this breathing technique helps to equalize the sides, the hemispheres of the brain, and helps to bring about a sense of balance internally. Just take another couple breaths here. Good, and then continuing to sit tall. Find a posture that is both erect and long, as well as relaxed. So as you sit relatively still here, soften your eyebrows away from one another. Try to mentally cue softness and relaxation into the eyeballs and the eye sockets. Notice any tension at the jaw. If you are gripping your two rows of teeth, try to soften them. Relaxing even the tongue in your mouth. And knowing that meditation is not here so that we can have no thoughts, but rather so that you can observe with compassion any thoughts that enter your space. So as we begin this portion of meditation here with each other, I invite you to visualize your thoughts as birds that would sit outside your window. They might land on a branch for a moment because they need somewhere to rest. And just like you might acknowledge a bird sitting on a branch outside your window, you can say to your thoughts, "Hello, thank you, I see you." And allow the thought to fly off whenever its time is ready. And if the thought lingers, again, just gently, "Hello, thank you, I see you." And allow the thought to wander. Almost like watching your thoughts travel across the screen of your mind. Breathing from a space of compassion and ease. We'll end this practice today with a few minutes of seated silent meditation together. Still holding the space for this meditation, gently take one palm and place it over your heart so that you can connect with the beating of your heart in your chest. And let the other hand slide down to the ground. So you have one hand on your heart, feeling the beat of the vibrancy of your heart. And the other hand on the ground, feeling the pulse of the earth itself. And knowing that meditation does not exist in a void. It is not only for quiet mornings, but also for moments in your day that you need more breath, more spaciousness mentally. Keeping that quality of the meditation within you feeling equally vibrant and alive, like the beating of your heart, as you feel anchored and solid, primordial, like the ground underneath you. And then begin to visualize from your fingertips energy coming up through the earth, traveling up your hand, up your arm, your shoulder, and then coursing through your heart. And as you visualize yourself drawing energy up from the earth, visualize sending back anything that you do not want to start your morning with. Any feeling of nerve or dread about your day, visualize that leaving the heart, exiting out through the shoulder, the arm, into the fingertips, where it can be composted and processed by the earth underneath you. And just visualizing that loop for another moment, taking in and drawing nourishment from the ground, and allowing any emotional or thought waste to be left where it can decompose and become something new. And then keeping that sense of nourishment within you, take your other heart and place it, your other hand and place it over your heart as well here. Choosing to recognize that although we are physically separated from one another energetically, we have built a community. So feel held, feel supported, feel cradled by this experience. And then connect your heart to your mind, taking the thumbs to the space between the brow, acknowledging your own internal wisdom and gratitude for showing up for yourself this morning. And we choose to see one another and bow to one another. And I bow to you. Namaste, yogis.